We are learning Masechtas Bar Metzia, Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis, and we're starting two lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yudah Rav, a famous Gemara, Mai Dechsiv, was found in the Pasuk in Yo, it says, Mia Isha Chacham, V'yovein Es Zois, V'ashadibe Pi Hashem Elov, V'yagida Amal Ov Daretz. The Pasuk says that who knows why Ov Daretz, why was there a Chorban HaBayis? It says, "Mir shachacham v'yaven ezoyis v'ashadib pi Hashem elav v'yagida." Who's going to tell us about all of the haaretz? So the Gemara explains this pasuk, because it says chacham and it says dibra pi Hashem. It says, "Dovas da amru on top of Amabez amru chacham le'brashua." They asked the chacham, "What's pshat of the haaretz?" They didn't know. That's lashon mir shachacham. Then amru neviim le'brashua. That's ashadib pi Hashem elav. The one who Hashem talks to, they asked him, "Why was the?" Why was the bias chorav? Why was the basic mikdash chorav? I didn't know. Actually, Pirshu Kodesh Baruch Hu asked Bash. Kodesh Baruch Hu himself said, "Pshat Shneimah says in the pasuk, Vayoyimar Hashem al oz ozvam es teirasi asher nesati lefnehem v'lishom v'koyel v'lehalchuba." You left the Torah, and lashon asher nesati lefnehem is extra words, like Rashi points out. So what it means is, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, so Baruch Hu b'Torah etchila. That they weren't eyes of the Torah, because how do we know? Because if they left the Torah and didn't keep the Torah, then we would know why of the Aretz. But that was the Taina, that was the problem. It looked like everyone was victim of the Chum. They were learning hundreds of Dafim every day. Everything was going Gevaldik. So what did you do wrong? Teretz Ish, like Baruch Hu Torah Tchila. They didn't make Berachas Torah before that. And Rashi says, "V'kimun d'lo mevarchi galya datayu she'enem atana chashuv lechem." If you didn't say Berachas Torah, some say, of course they said Berachas Torah. They didn't say it with the geshmak. With the happiness, with the simcha, because if they knew how big the matana was, they would say with the gevaldik simcha, and that was the time. So baruch hu b'tarat chilo. Om Rav Chama, my dechsev, what's behind the pasuk? V'leiv navoin tanuah chachma, in the leiv of a navoin will rest the chachma, the karev ksilim tivadeya, and the karev ksilim, you'll get to know the chachma. It means like this: leiv navoin tanuah chachma, tanuah chachma, tanuah chachma. In the leiv navoin who's already predisposed to Torah from his father, so here Tanuah Chachma. That's a Tamam and Tachachma. Kerev Ksim Tvadeya, but if Zetam Chachma Aretz, if a Tam Chachma comes out of Aretz, then everyone knows about it. Then everyone knows about it because that's something crazy that Tam Chachma came from Aretz. Omuula Hayandam Rinchi, like they say a saying, Astira Belegina Kish Kish. You put one coin in a can, it makes a lot of noise. Kish Kish Karya. You put a bunch of coins in a can, it doesn't make too much noise. But if you have one coin, it bangs and bangs and bangs. So that's the Varat with a Talmud Chacham Ben Am Aretz. We weren't sure if it's saying this is a good thing or not a good thing. Is it a good thing to be a Talmud Chacham Aretz? A good thing to have to make noise? Or it's better to take a low profile? I'm not sure which way the Gemara is trying to say. Usually when you talk about a can that makes a lot of noise, it's a lashon of not being a good thing, but like upon him, the Gemara is saying is that's the Talmud Chacham Ben Am Aretz, which everyone knows about it, and it's a much bigger thing when he's a Talmud Chacham Ben Am Aretz. The pasuk says, and pasuk on the pasuk like this: Katon the gadol sham who, when someone is buried 6 feet under in the basic forest, it makes a difference between the katon and the gadol. Everyone's the same; they're dead. The evdi chafshi ma'adainov, and there's no the evad is free from dainov. Everything's the same underground. We more dash like this. Otu leyadim the katon gadol sham. Don't we know that a katon and gadol are buried there? Elo kol makdim atzmei al devei tari ba'el mazeh. Who makes himself small under devei tari ba'el mazeh? So then, nase gadol on above becomes gadol on above. Chol ameis masmei ke eved al devei tari ba'el mazeh. Anyone makes himself into eved on devei tari. He serves the Torah and he works hard. Ba'el mazeh nase chafshi on above will be free. So the Gemara writes, Rosh Lakish shem tzayim ma'arta derabbanon. Rosh Lakish was being mitzayin the ma'oros of the rabbanon. He went around different kvarim, and he was mitzayin. This is this caver, is that caver. Now, why was he doing that? Rashi says, "Shloy koshlu kahanim lavar aleim v'la ahal shloy tira tekal adet zdikim shloy tira tekal adet zdikim." So Rashi learns that it was for the kahanim. Frank the Rashash, if it's for the kahanim, why dafka tzadikim? We should mitzayin all the ma'oros. And therefore, Zokter Rashash, Murray de Gazach, he was doing this so he'd be able to daven there, to know where to daven. That's what he's been saying in the Ma'ariv. That's what Rashash says. Like you find by Kalev, went to daven in Chevroin, but a Kivrei Tzadikim, so Zokter Rashash, he was being saying in the Ma'ariv, so you should know where to go when you go to Eretz Yisrael, which farm to go. And these days, Morocco as well. Kimoto, Lama'arta, the Rabchia, Ilma, Minei. When he came to Rav Chia, he couldn't find the kever. Chol Shdaite, he was all upset. He wanted to daven by Rav Chia's kever. Amar Abayin Shloilam, Loi Papal the Torah Kamaisai, was I not? Did I not learn Torah as big as Rav Chiya? So why shouldn't I get a tzchus to go daven as kever? Yotza Basko v'Amar Loi Torah Kamaisai Papalta. You were a falpal in Torah. You learned Torah as well as Rav Chiya, but Torah Kamaisai Revatzta. You didn't spread Torah as much as Rav Chiya. Kava Minzu. So the Gemara doesn't explain exactly what he did to spread Torah. Ki ava minzu Rav Chanina of Rav Chiya amalei Rav Chanila Rav Chiya b'hadi didi kaminzus. When Rav Chanina and Rav Chiya were arguing and learning, so Rav Chanina told Rav Chiya, "You're fighting with me." Chas v'shalom ishtach haTorah miYisrael my daran lo v'puli. You're talking to a huge Talmud Chacham here that if the Torah was forgotten, I could bring it back with my pilpul. That's Rav Chanina Tainet. I actually did a pa'ula. I actually did something to make the Torah should not be forgotten. Now, what did he do? The first thing he did was he planted flax. And then he made the nets from the flax. And he captured deer. And he fed the basa to the Yisraelim. And he took the hides, he made them into Megillus. V'kasavna chamisha chumashi. And he wrote five different chumashim with this klaf. It was liquid lamasa. And he went to the city, mekarna chamisha yinuki v'chamisha chumashi. First of all, he taught five yinukim chumash. U'masidah shishu yinuki shishu sidri. And he taught six children the shishu sidri mishnah. Each one won seida. V'amarni luhu, and he told them, ad adarna tol, he come back, v'asina akri adodi. Teach each other chumash, va'ast v'adar. Teach each other the mishnayos that you know. Va'av le'tor le'shtakach miYisrael. So you see from here, they made that the Torah should not be mishtakach. Ha'amri amar Rebbe, kama gedoyle ma'ase chiyah. How big are the ma'asim of chiyah? Amar Rebbe Shmo, because this big ma'ase of chiyah did something that Torah should not be forgotten. The Mefarshim will talk about if you want Torah not to be forgotten, you could just start with the chumashim. Get buy five chumashim. Teach them chumash, teach them mishnayos, and go from there. He had to plant the flax, make the nets, capture the deer, get the hides. So you see, when you come to Torah, it has to be reina gelt. From the beginning already has to be l'shem kach. You have to already, that's mistama why they bring down the rebbes to all the hanachas seven apina. From this gemara pshat is that you have to do it with the reina zach from the beginning. Zok the gemara vayta. So the Gemara Vayta, no, this is a zach that there has to be l'shma from the beginning. The tvi l'shma, it's like ksir l'shma. It has to be from the beginning l'shma. It's a shame kach, and then it has a much bigger effect. Omer Rishmor Rav Yosi, afilu memar. Even so, Rishmor Rav Yosi said he went to his father. Afilu memar. He asked Rebbe. Rebbe was saying, "Can we do my zchiyah?" So Rishmor Rav Yosi asked Rebbe, "Afilu memar, even bigger than my father." First, he asked, even bigger than you? Rav Chiya is even bigger than you? I'm like, I feel my Abba even bigger than my father? I'm like, not bigger than your father. Your father was the biggest. But he's saying, bigger than me. That's my Sechir. Omer Amzer. Emesh nearly Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. I saw yesterday Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. I don't think this is the same Rabbi Yosi as Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shmuel's father, Rabbi Yosi. It's a different Rabbi Yosi. It's a later Rabbi Yosi. Amarti loy eitzel miat tkuah. Who are you by? Amalei eitzel. This is in the Chaloyim. Where who are you by in Gan Eden? Amalei amali eitzel Rabbi Yechonan. Amar Rabbi Yechonan. Rabbi Yechonan eitzel mi eitzel Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana eitzel mi eitzel Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina eitzel mi eitzel Rabbi Chia. Amarti loy Rabbi Yechonan eitzel Rabbi Chia loy. Rabbi Yechonan is not next to Rabbi Chia. Amali ba'asar deskukim denura, in a place where there's sparks flying out, the ba'urim the Asia, and there's a big fire. Man mail bar nafka saman, who could bring bar nafka? Rav Yechon is called bar nafka. How can you have bar nafka go there where all that fire is? He didn't get near Rav Chiya. Because we're saying this Gemara is trying to say how big Rav Chiya is, and the Gemara's not finished with that. Om Rav Chaviva ishtoyli Rav Chaviva bar smorki. Rav Chavir said over that Rav Chavir bar Shurmki said over Chazi lehim rabbanon da v'shchiach Eliyahu gabei. I one time saw one of these tzaddikim who I knew Eliyahu came to him very often. I saw in the morning l'tzaf Rav Shapir neinah. In the morning his eyes looked regular. Well, the orta in that evening damyim kimikle menura, looked like his eyes were burnt. Amri le my high, what is going on over here? What happened to your eyes? Bamali, the Amri Le Eliyahu, I told Eliyahu, Ach v'li rabbanon. I want to see the tzaddikim in Gan Eden. I want to see the tzaddikim. Kisak l'masifta l'rikia. When they open Shemayim, masifta l'rikia. I want to see them. Amali. So Rabbi Yonah told me, "Bekulu matzis lasduke be." You can look at all of them. Levar megahurka der Rabchia. You can't look at the cheer of Rabchia. That you can't look at. Don't look at it. So how are you going to know when you get to Rabchia? You're going to look at him. You get to be too late. Kisalki v'nachsi. That all of them go up and down with the help of the malach. But Meshainkein, Levar Meghukad Rabchia, the Nafshay Salah goes by itself. Nafshay Salah Menachas goes up and down by itself. Lamaisa, this Rabbanon, this Sadik said, Lemotzi la Ukma Nafshay, I couldn't hold myself back. I looked at his chair. Also, Trey Batiti Nura, two sparks came flying out, Machulahu Gavro, and hit me in the eyes, Visaminulay now, and it made my eyes blind. Lemachor, also Shtachim Arta, I went to Rabchia's cave and I davened there, Amino, Mestit Damar Mestina. I always learn the braces of you. Vitzai and got in his heel. We know that the Sefta of Rav Chia, like the Gemara says, that Rebbe Leishon or Rav Chia Menolei, it says also, Komastit Eloi Masnaibe Rav Chia Rav Ishi Eloi Tusef Menei Vyosha. Rav Chia was Masadr at the Sefta. Rebbe is the Sefta of the Mishnah. Rav Chia is one of the Masadrim of the Sefta. And he says, I learned it and therefore he was healed. The only problem is like this. It says, Lemachar. Now, it said in the morning his eyes were good, at night his eyes were burnt. So what does it mean? And then Lamachar got healed? Or when he saw him, he wasn't healed yet? What's going on here? So Tab Toises on Tepei Vav and Aleph talks about this. He says, V'hod chazinu le'inel, damachachir l'mefisha dayin hoya nicker. It still was nicker, you could still tell, even after he got better. So Zokhtim Marshal, the Alfi Toises, you have to take that word Lamachar. He davened that day. He davened then. He came back and still was nicker a little bit. He could see, but still was nicker a little bit. He got burnt. Dr. Maravait El Yoav Shriach Mesit the Rebbe. El Yoav used to come sometimes to the Shriach, he's coming from Sifta the Rebbe. Yoim Echad Reish Yarchav was Rosh Chodesh. Nogale Leos, that day, he didn't come. He came late. Omale, my time in Nogale Lamar, why are you so late today? Omale, Ado Okimno La Avroham, Umashini Yadeho, Umatsli, Umaganinale. I had to wake up Avraham, wash his hands, and have him daven, and put him back to sleep. Like the Marshal says, that tzaddikim b'misasam kruim chayim. Tzaddikim, even when they're dead, they're called chayim, and therefore their death is like sleeping. So he woke up Avraham Avinu, he had to wash negel vaser, and daven, v'chein li Yitzchak v'chein li Yaakov. And it took so long, that's why I'm late. L'kuminu v'hadi adodi, sarvi takvi barachvi, I didn't want them to daven, u'maisele Mashiach v'zimni. They're going to bring Mashiach without this man. So it's mashma in the Gemara that not every day did it wake him up separately. Every day he woke them up together, and therefore there was no problem. But today on Rosh Chodesh you couldn't wake them up together. Why? Because my daven for Mashiach. Zokta Marsha, Vaistois Rosh Chodesh is a day that's mesugul for the coming of Mashiach, and therefore he couldn't wake them up together because he might bring Mashiach. That's what it says in the Marsha. Marsha says, "Kizeh Yoyim Hashaboy Chiddush Alavana." This day that has Chiddush Alavana, who Ramos al Schadish Malchus Yisrael Laosid. If someone davens very stark for Mashiach on Rosh Chodesh, so then Mashiach would come. And that's why Yonavi on Rosh Chodesh woke them up separately, and this is why he came late this year. Amalei, the Yeshivik Mosbel Mazeh, is there anyone like the Avos, Bael Mazeh, that could bring Mashiach just from davening? Amalei, yeah. Ika Rab Chia Obanov. Rab Chia together with his children. They never knew that. Knew Rab Chia was a godly, his children, and put them together. So God's a Rabbi Tanisa. Rabbi is going to Tainis. Like Taisa speaks out on Amon Aleph, that for Tainis you need three Balei Tefillah. Achasinu Rab Chia Obanov. They put up to the Tefillah Rab Chia Obanov. Am Mashav Ruach, Benosh Zika. And he said, "Mashiv ruach also started being very windy. Where the geshem, also mitzvah, started raining. Kimotlo me'machayim esim. He's about to say me'machayim esim. Rogash alma. The whole world shook. And actually, Tosis asked, "You already passed me'machayim esim." He said, "Ata gibra el Hashem me'machayim esim at the rav l'shia. Mashiv ruach where the geshem." So what up the first me'machayim esim? Ayn Tosis talks about that. We're talking about me'machayim esim afterwards. Kimotlo me'machayim esim. Rogash alma. The whole world shook. Amri b'rekia, man goli razi abalma. Who was Megala, that secret that Rav Chiya Bono have the koyach to bring Mashiach. Amri Eliyahu, they said to Eliyahu, Asu Eliyahu, Machil Shisim Pulsa, they gave him 60 Malkas Denura, 60 lashes of fire. Also, and Lamaisi came, he had to break this up. Idmle Kedoiva, he made himself look like a beer, Denura, a fiery beer. Obanai, he came between them and Tarid Denu. And he broke up the Tefillah, and therefore, they couldn't daven the same way, and therefore they didn't bring Mashiach. The Mashal says this beer refers to the Melech of Paras, Ayin Shom, and that's why he scared them off, and they didn't bring Mashiach. Shmuel Yarchino is the famous Shmuel that we know, Ravin Shmuel, and he was called Yarchino because he's a very big bucky in the Ibur HaChodesh, in the Ibur and the Shana. He's a very big buck in the calendar. Call him Shmuel Yarchino. Asi the Rebbe Haba. He was the doctor of Rebbe. He was a Reife. He was a doctor. Cholosh Rebbe Be'enah. Rebbe had a problem with his eyes. Omo Alei Ilmo Eloch Sama. I'll put into your eyes some eye drops, some medicine. Omo Lechim. I can't handle that. I can't handle eye drops in my eye. Ashtucha Mishter. So I'll put you a patch over your eye. I can't handle that. So what do? So he put the medicine into a straw, the samim, tusi beisadi. He put it under his pillow of itzi, and it got healed. So Rebbe had big huge karas to Shmuel. He was a very good doctor. He helped him get better just by putting something under his pillow. So have a kometzdaya Rebbe lemisbeche. Rebbe wanted to give him smicha. Lemisbeche milsa was not working out. Like Rashi says, either shana trefes or he needed three chachamim. He couldn't get together three chachamim to give him smicha. So Shmuel told Rebbe, don't worry about it. I saw the Sefer of Adam Rishon that says there all the future things that are going to happen. It says in that Sefer, Shmuel Yarchino, the Chacham Yaskiri. We call the Chacham Abba Rebbe Lo Yaskiri on top of Pei Vamad Alf. He will not be called the Rebbe. He's not going to be Zerchat to get Smicha. Va'asu the Rebbe Ayodai. And Rebbe will be healed on it by him. Va'asu the Rebbe Ayodai. Hey. And it says further in that Sefer, Rebbe v'Rav Nosson Soif Mishnah. Rebbe v'Rav Nosson at the end of the Mishnah, they were the Soif Tanoim, and in their days, they were Mesad the Mishnah. Rashi explains by Riches, how until then, everyone just, all Talmidim were Geres, what the Rebbe said. Now Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Rav Nosson came along, and they were Mesad into Mishnayos like we have it. Rav Ashi v'Ravina Soif Eira, they're the ones who Mesad the Gemara. Like the Meisveis, the Raminus, all the Kashas, Terutzim, and they lined it up on the right Mishnah, and the right Indian, they put it together. The Gemara, they put it together. And there's a simon, the rem is an apostle to Ravina Rav Ashi. V'simoneich, the apostle says, Ad ovoy el mikdoshei keil avina lach risam. And we darshin, mikdoshei el is Rav Ashi. Mikdoshei, that's Rav Ashi. And avina is Ravina. And that's lach risam. They're the seif ha-gemara, the seif ha-ra. There's Ravina v'Rav Ashi, the seif ha-ra, the seif ha-gemara.